Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report to talk about a historic thing that happened on Monday of this week when President Donald Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to fill the slot vacated by Anthony Kennedy, who is retiring. And I decided today on the Strang Report to just opine about this because it's so important and to share some information that I have gathered. And also, I'm going to be doing a newsletter. We're, of course, putting this on Facebook, or I guess people who are listening to my podcast wouldn't know it. But to my Facebook live viewers, if you don't get the Strang Report newsletter or if you don't listen to the podcast, I want to encourage you to do so. So let me start by just telling you some personal information, some personal stories. But 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, I got a call from MSNBC, from the company that books people, and said they wanted me to come on the air about 3 hours later, and they wanted me to talk about the Supreme Court. So what had happened is the Supreme Court had handed down several historic decisions that actually those of us who are Bible-believing Christians, who are maybe more conservative in our political views, we think it's very good. For example, there was a clinic in California which was required by California law to advertise abortions to the young ladies that came to them wanting to keep their children. And the Supreme Court said that this was a violation of their rights. There was also something with the labor unions. The labor unions tend to be very left-wing and support left-wing candidates. And there were a lot of people that just really objected to their dues doing that. And the Supreme Court ruled that they could kind of opt out of that. Now, predictably, the left just went crazy and went around saying the sky was falling. And MSNBC, which is not known to be conservative at all, they wanted to discuss it. And they wanted an evangelical. And I've been on it a couple of times, and they invited me back. So I got ready. I went up to the studio. I'd been there before a couple of times, and they wanted to talk about the Supreme Court decisions. So I did a little bit of real fast research, so I was more up to date. I was aware of the age of the judges and so forth. And I remembered that of the four conservative judges, all four were 70 or less. Of the other five, four of them are consistently liberal, and Justice Kennedy was actually the swing vote most of the time. But of the other five, including Justice Kennedy, three of them were over 80. And then the two women that President Obama appointed are both in their 60s. So I was ready to talk about it, and they had a legal scholar on there, and they asked me as an evangelical what we thought about it and how important the Supreme Court was. And I said it was huge. It was huge to evangelicals. Donald Trump had promised to put a conservative on the court who would interpret the Constitution and interpret law rather than create law. And we feel that that is very, very important because on a lot of the social issues, mainly abortion and same-sex marriage, the people pushing that point of view, which is a minority of the country, could not get laws passed, and so they got activist judges to rule the way they wanted to. And so it was a good interview. It obviously only lasted a few minutes, and then I was on my way back home. In fact, I have a clip of that, and I'm going to be posting it on my website with my newsletter for those of you who are interested in watching it. The reason I tell you this story is that by the time I got back to my house, Justice Kennedy had resigned, and I remembered thinking, if he had resigned 2 hours before, that's what we would have been talking about that day. And so President Trump, when he was running for office, he did something that I thought was very, very smart. He gave a list of the 20 people that he would pick Supreme Court nominees from this list. And all these people were vetted. The voter, if they wanted to, could do their own research on them. Since then, he has appointed one of them, Neil Gorsuch, to the Supreme Court. That was one of the things that we talked about on MSNBC. And then he has since added five more names. So the left predictably started saying that they were going to oppose anybody the President Trump nominated. And I just think this is a very unfortunate situation that has happened in our country politically. And I'm not telling anybody anything they don't already know. But the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And I believe that there are principalities and powers that we as believers need to pray against. I have shared as I've been on the different talk shows and in my book, God and Donald Trump, which, by the way, if you haven't read it, I hope that you'll go on Amazon and buy a copy. It's done much better than we even anticipated. It's opened a lot of doors for me personally. And in fact, when I was on MSNBC, I was working on the book. I finished it like 3 days later. Now we're in the editing process. The new book that I'm doing, which is not the topic of this podcast, but I'll just mention it, is called Trump Aftershock. And it'll be out in late October. The launch date is actually the first week in November, the week of the midterms. So there's this huge tug of war with people on both sides taking almost extreme views. It's really a very serious problem. It's a spiritual problem, in my opinion, and we need to pray. Now, meanwhile, President Trump has nominated a man that, to me, is as good as it could possibly be. He's got impeccable credentials. He has ruled 300 times. He has written a lot. He was in the administration of George Bush. He's practiced law privately. He has taught at Harvard and Yale law schools and also Georgetown. He has a nice family, two cute girls who are school age. He introduced them. If you saw it on TV on Monday night at 9 o'clock, I think you were very impressed with how articulate he was, how he said that he would interpret the law rather than create it. And he also told a little bit about his personal life. He's a very committed Catholic. Because of that, he has a pro-life point of view. And President Trump promised during the campaign that during his administration, Roe v. Wade will be overturned. Now, this is what is making the left go crazy. And there's many, many more issues that are important that will come before the court besides just that one. We as Christians who believe that life comes from God and that life begins at conception, we think that the rights of the baby need to be protected by law and not just the rights of the mother to get rid of really what is usually a very inconvenient pregnancy. And sometimes it's get lost in all the rhetoric that's back and forth. Roe v. Wade is said to have been bad law, and it was not very strong, and a more conservative court could conceivably overturn it. What does that mean? I'm told that it means that it will just go back to the states, and that the states will decide one by one by one. We know that most states would probably approve of abortion, but it would be a decision by the people instead of by activist judges. And also, those parts of the country where conservatives are in a majority and don't want it, they could ban it, or at least they could maybe ban it during the last 3 months, or they could require a parental approval if it's with a minor child and so forth. Now, on my Strang Report newsletter, I'm going to include a link to some information that I've gathered about Judge Brett Kavanaugh. His professional history is rather impressive, and all the things that he's done. He is very, very qualified. He's said to be a judge's judge. He has co-authored several things. One of them he co-authored with Justice Gorsuch. And he's also, it tells here that he's been very active in his community, in the Catholic Church. He coaches a Catholic youth organization, a basketball team. He has a reader at his church. He serves meals to needy families. He tutors children at local elementary schools. And he's just a great person, from all I can tell, a good family man. There's no reason he should not be confirmed to the Supreme Court. And I've asked you already to pray, as I am, but also as we're able to lobby our senators. In fact, I will write letters to my senators, Marco Rubio, who I supported in his run, and also Senator Bill Nelson, who interestingly was a friend of Jamie Buckingham's, and I knew Senator Nelson, who was then a congressman back in the 1970s, so I've known him a long time. He comes from a more conservative background. I believe that he's a Christian. He seems to have become more liberal politically as time passed. And he isn't up for a difficult election. He's running against our governor, Governor Scott, and maybe he will vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. So you have the information that's going to be in my newsletter. You can go to the podcast of StrangReport.com and get this information. You can also see the link of when I was on MSNBC, and you can let me know if you think it was good or not. I like getting feedback. You can always email me here at Charisma Media. And also, I would like to just say that I like to get feedback from people. So I'm going to say that if you will email me and ask for it, I will send you a copy of the Modern English Version. We have some excess inventory that came back from some stores, and I'm wanting to make that available through our nonprofit partner, Christian Life Missions. And so all you have to do is email me, and I will put that also in the newsletter, and I will be happy to send you this Modern English Version of the Bible, which is an update of the King James. It's in Modern English, but it has a lot of the grandeur and the cadence that so many of us are familiar with the King James Version. So usually on my podcast, I interview someone. Today, because of what just happened in the news, I wanted to opine about it. I wanted to give my endorsement to Brett Kavanaugh and say that I really believe that he should be confirmed to the Supreme Court. I'll also tell you something. I mentioned the book that I'm working on, Trump Aftershock, and the book is finished. It's over 100,000 words, believe it or not, so it's much longer than God and Donald Trump. And we are still trying to get an interview with the president, and that remains to be seen if it happens. But if it does happen before Labor Day, when the book goes to press, I will be adding a chapter, and I will probably ask the president some questions about the Supreme Court. He's already put on Neil Gorsuch. This is the second. The court will be much more conservative now. And with the age of some of the other justices, it's very possible that before his tenure is up, that he'll have a chance to put some other people on the Supreme Court. I believe that this is an answer to prayer, because if Hillary Clinton had been elected, you know, we can predict the kind of justices that she would have put on the Supreme Court, and it would have been very different indeed. So this is my personal opinion. It's forged in the fire of being a journalist all these years, a Christian journalist, saying things from a biblical perspective and trying to use my influence such as I can to advance the kingdom of God, to try to make positive changes in our culture and in our society. I believe that America is a great country. I believe that it was founded on Christian principles. My own family, the Strangs, left France when there was terrible religious persecution in the late 1600s and came to America for religious freedom. So as I've discovered my own history, this has become much, much more important to me. So with that, I'll wrap up this edition of the Strang Report. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the feedback. And thank you for tuning in next time for another edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. God bless you.
Fundraising is something almost every church, school, team, and club does. But for busy groups and leaders, it can be hard making the time to sell. Rada Cutlery's internet fundraiser is so simple, it hardly feels like fundraising. With sign-up only taking 5 minutes, this program makes earning 40% fundraising profit as easy as posting on social media. Just head to www.radacutlery.com, that's radacutlery.com/LP/internet-fundraising. Pick a fundraiser that works for you. Partner with a company that has 70 years of helping fundraising groups sell factory direct 100% made in the USA kitchen products, Rada Cutlery. Again, head to www.radacutlery.com/LP/internet-fundraising.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.